Are you ready to perform at your highest potential? Welcome to the Performance Matters podcast from GP Strategies, your talent transformation partner. In each episode, we'll interview industry experts and explore best practices and innovative insights to help your organization improve performance.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Performance Matters podcast. I'm your host, Michael Thiel, and it's my honor and privilege to share time with you today. Today, we're going to expand our focus and explore the dual topics of authenticity and AI. Now, this promises to be an expansive discussion and, well, one that demands a guest who is actively involved in conversations with leaders on these very topics at the highest level. Fortunately for you and I, we have such a beacon of light and inspiration within the GP organization. I am pleased to have as a return guest on the Performance Matters podcast, GP Strategies practice lead for our thriving leadership consulting group, Leah Clark. Leah, welcome to the show once again. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, I've got to say, I am so excited to have you. I've been kind of watching you as a fan on the Amazing Leadership Essentials course that we have out there. And I've been watching your videos and learning from you. So I'm so excited to have you live once again here in the studio.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here. This is a fun topic. So in addition to, I think it being incredibly relevant to what leaders are dealing with, there's also magic and humor and fun to it. So I'm really pleased to be here.
For those that aren't familiar with you, Leah, would you just share a bit of your background, your bio with us?
Sure, absolutely. Without going into too much detail, my early years were spent in financial services. And I know some of you have heard me say before, with all due respect to our financial services clients, it was not my cup of tea. I found myself super interested in what was going on with leaders within the organization and what motivated people to come into the office or their organization every day. And so after spending some time in financial services, I pursued a background in organizational psychology. So have a master's degree in org psych, then became certified as a leadership coach. And I have spent the past couple of years working in the leadership field, coaching leaders, working with clients on their leadership development strategy, developing the digital leadership offering that is a part of GP Strategies. And I continue to not only consult and speak and write and research, but coach as well. So I can stay really up close and personal, if you will, with what's going on with leaders on a regular basis, right? What their challenges are, what they're excited about. And now I am continuing my work with GP doing all of that.
Yeah, you are staying busy and you're far too humble to say this out loud, but she did graduate, got her master's from Columbia University. So we're talking with some Ivy League type intel here today, Leah. And when we thought of this session, we said, you know, authenticity and AI, these are two topics. When I saw these, I said, oh my gosh, boy, these just hit together so perfectly for so many reasons. So from your learned perspective here, why do you think authenticity when it comes to leadership is such a particularly relevant point of conversation right now in this zeitgeist that we're living in?
Yeah, I mean, this is a topic that I've been exploring for a little while now. And at first, my reaction was, well, these go together like peanut butter and hot sauce, you know, and as you start to dig in, you know, you realize very quickly that, oh no, there's something going on here. There is a tension or a polarity between these two concepts, and we have to pay attention to that. And one of the things that fascinated me as I started to go deeper into this tension or this polarity, that when you consider what the most searched term was in Wikipedia last year, it was in fact ChatGPT.
Wow.
People wanting to know more. Yep. Number one search term.
I believe
it was, something like 49.4 million page views. And ChatGPT had this massive spike in active users in January of last year. So Wikipedia, number one search term, ChatGPT. We've got the artificial side of things. And then what was fascinating to me was, if you look at Merriam-Webster, their word of the year for 2023 was authenticity. And as I read these two aspects sort of back to back in a variety of different publications, my mind was simultaneously blown and then very much it crystallized for me that there is this tension going on right now between individuals simultaneously wanting to embrace digital technology, artificial robots, really wanting a sense of connection and a realness to their relationships, to the information that they get, to the way that they show up in the world. And so it became really for me, I would say, an on-ramp to this discussion around what people are simultaneously worried about and excited about, and how organizations and leaders more specifically, I think, need to help balance these tensions as part of the path forward.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying there, where at first it sounds like they have nothing to do with each other. But then, yeah, the more you dig into it, there's this hunger where you're seeing the potential of AI, but then you also don't want to lose yourself. You don't want your output to become the equivalent of clip art, right? That kind of thing. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I've been noticing really a strong sense of hunger for just authenticity apart from AI in our overall cultural world. Have you been noticing that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the fun part of what I alluded to, I think, in the beginning or in the intro. You know, you can look, I think, what's going on in our culture, cultural artifacts, if you will, or indicators that there is this thirst for authenticity. And you know, I often joke around, be real, this social media site that encourages people to be authentic. I mean, I have a little bit of doubt about, you know, I've seen people stage be real moments, but this attempt to say, let's not have something that's filtered and artificial and staged, let's be real. You know, you can look at Barbie, that top-selling film from last year, which—
Absolutely.
And it had that message, right? About being authentic and who you truly are and not what others expect of you. You know, some people cringe when I say it, but Elon Musk is certainly, he's out there with his point of view.
He's real. Yeah. Love it or hate it. Right. I mean, the fact is there's not a lot of filter there with Elon. So from the authentic meter, he's hitting it, right?
He's hitting it. As are Travis and Taylor, right? We can't get through any conversations without mentioning them in 2023, and it's continuing in 2024. I'm out there. We're not hiding. We're not being coy. And I think we're looking at some of these pop culture or cultural artifacts, but it's leading into other conversations, you know, conversations in academia around plagiarism and whose words are these, and bleeding further into how we look at the way we show up in the world of work. You know, whose words are these? What's the source of your information? Who's doing this analysis? And can I trust when you say that I'm not going to be replaced by this new artificial mechanism that can suddenly contribute what I thought you valued so much in me? So we smile and we talk about some of, again, what I'll call the cultural artifacts or the cultural indicators of a thirst for authenticity. But again, it's, I think, more than bleeding. It is completely now sort of flowing into conversations about how we show up in the world of work and what it is that we can trust about the authenticity of our relationships with our leaders, our organizations, and our colleagues.
Yeah. So I'm hearing from you, there is a lot of tension here. This two elements butting heads here, the thirst for authenticity, the promise of AI. From a leadership perspective, thinking about this, what are some of the just consideration points that need to be reconciled in your mind?
Yeah. Now, I want to be clear as we talk about this, that it's not just AI that I think is contributing to this tension. And I want to acknowledge that not everybody feels anxiety and tension. There's a lot of enthusiasm as well. But I do think that tensions have been brewing for a little while between leaders and employees and leaders in their organization, prompted by things like hybrid and dispersed work scenarios. Are we in the office? Are we out of the office? Do I trust you're working? Am I demanding you come in 2 days? So there's tension a little bit there. I think that there is tension as well in what we're asking of employees and leaders, meaning a lot of priorities, a lot of work that needs to get done, demands that are maybe encroaching on feelings of wellness and well-being. So tension there. Change fatigue, I think, as well, just the volatile, uncertain, complex, ambiguous, you know, that whole VUCA term that everybody loves so much. There's a lot of that in the world, politically, globally. So multiple sources of tension already percolating. And then you bring in the wildfire that is generative AI and throw that onto the pile. And here we are.
Oh. You're painting a dire picture. You know, when you're talking about all these, you're speaking my language. I live in this, you know, virtual world, for better or worse. And I know that you've been working virtually as a coach for a long time, so you're well accustomed to it. But there is so much going on, rapid elements, that whole concept of change fatigue. And can I even keep up on the hamster wheel? Yeah. And then you're right. Let me introduce a new friend called AI in here. I'm starting to feel like the old man who's get off my lawn type thing sometimes. Where it's like,
you stop the world, I want to get off.
I know. So we're adding this new friend in here. I guess my question to you, from your perspective, how is AI further contributing to this anxiety?
Yeah. And I don't want to paint a dire picture. What I do want to say, though, is we need to acknowledge these tensions. And when we acknowledge them and name them and deal with them, then we can help to reduce the anxiety a little bit. So for those who are listening, we will sort of come out the other end of what feels a little bit dark right now.
It's not dystopian.
It's not.
You're saying, first of all, to get better, you need to identify what your challenges are,
yes,
right?
Fair exactly. Enough?
Okay.
Exactly. And so your question of how is AI contributing to this anxiety? When I talk to leaders, there's this fascinating dynamic. When I ask them about AI, I say, you know, so are you thinking about and talking about how AI and generative AI specifically is going to impact your organization? And they get excited. Yes, yes, we are. We're talking about it. It's on our strategy agenda. We know it's important, and they're super proud of themselves, and they should be. And then I say, great, what are you doing? How are you addressing it? And from some, I get responses. From others, I get a bit of that deer in the headlight look, and they have this absolute certainty that AI is going to change everything. And many times, not all the time, zero clarity around how. And so it's absolutely going to change everything, and I am really unclear about how. And I laugh about it, but it's true, right? Without those details, they're a little murky, you know? And you can see this even in some of the data that you can source from really so many different avenues. I'm a bit geeky when it comes to World Economic Forum data, but you can look at their data, right? 75% of organizations say they're going to adopt AI in the next 5 years. 50% say new jobs, 25% say decreased jobs. And they're probably all right. There is a, for sure, lack of clarity in some organizations and industries for exactly how AI is going to change the game. And so the responses or reactions run the gamut from radio silence. We're not going to say anything about it. And that is terrifying for employees when there's silence. And then others are saying, yeah, here's what we're doing. We've got policy. We're monitoring it. We're policing it. And so that reaction is more of a defense against AI. Let's make sure we're protecting against it. And what I think is healthier is to figure out how to embrace it, to not disenfranchise the really good, talented, innovative hearts and minds of the employees we lead, but to embrace what they can bring to the table while simultaneously figuring out how to embrace artificial intelligence and technology. So it is both technology, AI, bots, big data, and also the really valuable human beings that are the heart and soul of organizations. That's really where that sort of existential crisis that we teed up at the beginning, that feels really hard to reconcile. You know, that's where I've been spending a lot of time talking to leaders about how to reconcile it, to think about the combination of technology and human beings.
It sounds, from what you're saying, I can actually see from a story arc how GP has arrived at our responsible AI approach of human plus AI, of saying, listen, we need the human. The human is captaining the ship. The AI is there to help you accelerate. We need the best of both. And that certainly feels better than either just playing defense, yeah, or, as you said, sticking your head in the sand. So what happens when employees get anxious? What's the impact of that anxiety?
The impact is real, and this is what I want leaders to pay attention to. And again, not every employee is anxious. Some are excited, and I can share some real world information and knowledge that I've seen about. Yeah. So the American Psychological Association released some fascinating information last year. It was a Work in America report that they did. And what they found was that individuals who were self-reported worried about AI are more likely to feel tense or stressed out during the workday. They're more likely to keep to themselves. They say that they're less motivated. They're more emotionally exhausted. And there may be multiple factors that play into those feelings of tension and exhaustion, but I don't think we can ignore that there was a definite correlation between individuals who said, I'm worried about AI. And again, all of those, I would say, negative feelings, lack of motivation and irritability at work. What I think is also interesting is that the American Psychological Association showed a connection between those who are worried about AI and those who are going to say that they're going to look for a new job in the next year. And maybe some of them should, right? Maybe some of them are in a position where their role is going to change as a result of AI or some other reason, and it's time for them to consider what's next. But we know that it is expensive to bring new employees into the organization. It's much more cost efficient to retain the talent that we have. And so as a consultant, I would want organizations to pay attention to the fact that the way people are feeling about AI isn't just a consideration for a podcast or a discussion over, you know, lunch or cocktails. It has a real meaningful impact on engagement, retention, motivation, and that in turn has a significant impact on your business results. So I don't think that we can afford to say folks are anxious about it, but they'll get over it and they'll, you know, figure out that it's inevitable. And let's just not worry about the hearts and minds of our people. I think that as organizations and specifically our leaders need to acknowledge what's happening and bring their team members along what is essentially a massive change curve, a massive transformational effort, because that's to me the secret to, you know, how we need to lead in the future. Let's bring our people along, their hearts and their minds, as I say, and let's also leverage the incredible technology that we have.
Yeah. So it sounds like to me you're saying, okay, we can't just hope that this all works out. We can't just glibly go, let's have a fireside chat on this thing. This is something where leaders really need to be hyper-focused, hyper-vigilant. This needs to be a strategic leadership initiative. So from your perspective, what can leaders do, Leah? What would be some ways to get started?
I rarely have a shortage of opinions and thoughts here. You know, it's an interesting question because in some ways, leadership skills are staying the same, the context is changing. But that context is changing in such a transformative way that I think we do need to talk about and think about which skills are new and which skills get elevated. And I want to clarify that I'm specifically talking about people leadership skills. So will leaders need new knowledge about how AI works and smart ways to write prompts and how to look at the data that comes out of, you know, artificial intelligence, how to use the technology is super important. What I think is equally as important is how do you level up your people leadership skills against the background of AI?
Interesting.
Yeah, a couple of things, because I think there's a lot in the marketplace, a lot of education and conversation around the technical part of AI. And my advocacy is to pay attention as much, if not more, to the people leadership side of things. And I think leaders, you know, really need to do three things. Number one, embrace AI. And I want to talk about what each of these mean. Elevate your leadership skills. Connect to the human element. And across all of this is a really important imperative, which is to communicate with intentionality. So embrace AI, elevate your skills, connect to the human element, and communicate with intentionality.
Let's dive into these a little bit here. So you had said something very interesting to me, which was embrace AI. Yes, it's important to appreciate the technical proficiencies, but I want you to talk a little more about what you had mentioned was more of a leadership perspective, a leadership filter on this. So what do you mean by that?
Good leadership development always starts with self-awareness. And so embrace AI is no different in that what I want leaders to do is first be self-aware enough to audit their own thinking. Meaning get educated and be at least somewhat conversant around the industry implications, the organizational and customer implications. Embrace AI means go first, play with it, fingers on keys. Understand in a real meaningful way by using it what it can do and what the upside and the downside is. We talk a lot about leaders role modeling behavior and use of AI and conversations around AI. Showing that you are aware, conversant, and tuned in is a good place to start.
I'm going to write that down here. Aware, conversant, and tuned in. You talk about guideposts. You've just put some great words together there, Leah. I love that.
It's a start. Not just to use AI as the title on every podcast, webinar, article that we stumble across, but to say, okay, I'm really going to dig in a little bit here and understand what these tools look like and what the implications are.
Now, the second point you had, elevate your leadership skills. So we hit on embrace AI. From your perspective, how does that dovetail in for your second point of elevate leadership skills, Leah?
And this is, you know, the question that I've gotten asked is, well, do leaders really need different skills because of AI? And I've joked around that I take the politician's approach. Yes and no. There are evergreen skills that will be critical against the backdrop of generative AI. So things like trust and emotional intelligence, listening, I mentioned communication, all of those absolutely are going to be continue to be essential elements of good leadership. And I think there are certain skills that are more prevalent because of AI. And I'll tell you what those are. First of all, elevating cognitive skills, specifically critical thinking, because if generative AI or AI tools, technology tools can give us data, can analyze, can provide a head start on some of the provision of information or data or analytics, it's going to be incumbent upon the leader to be a smart consumer of that data, to be able to look at it with a critical eye and say, what do I know based on my experience, based on what's going on in the industry with my team, with my clients? What do I know that helps me evaluate what AI is providing in a really smart way using my human brain? So critical thinking, cognitive skills in general are floating to the top of the list in a way that I have not seen before. And I think that we can track that back to AI.
Yeah, you know, when I've thought about that, what you're saying really resonates with me is the more I've played with it, I've thought you need to be more of an editor. Think about running the New York Times. You need to have more of those higher order editor skills because you're getting a lot of journalistic information. It's like, what's the story here? Is that true? Is that factual? I mean, it seems like, you know, the place for the human is even, you're moved up the food chain. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And the term that you used is one that I think is spot on. It is those higher order skills. If AI can provide the data, the information, if it can be the historian or the keeper of data, then it's incumbent upon leaders to elevate their skills, to take on those higher order skills again, like critical thinking. It gives leaders the opportunity to elevate skills of human connection, to coach their people, to be able to not only coach for performance, but for growth and development in a way that maybe historically they've said they haven't had the time to do. Now, if AI frees us up by performing some of those more managerial tasks, I say great. That gives the leader more time to coach, to connect with their team members as human beings, to let them know through those skills of human connection that they matter, that they're valued, and that they have a continued meaningful contribution to make to the organization. And then I'll just throw one other elevate skill item on the pile, and that is, so critical thinking for sure, coaching, okay. And last but not least, this entire Gen AI, you know, wildfire in a lot of ways is quite simply or complexly a transformative or change effort. So having change management skills is, I would say, the third elevation of higher order skills that leaders need to take on. So to understand how to lead your people through implementation of an AI strategy is to lead your people through a massive change. So all of the best practices that leaders know about change management, they're coming to a head as AI adoption continues to flourish.
When you mentioned change management, the first word I think of is safety. Is it fair to say that are you seeing a lot of potential fear or concern around safety when it comes to this?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're right. When we talk about leading people through change, one of the things that you want to do is make sure that those individuals feel as though they have a voice, they can speak up, that they can express both their excitement and their concerns about whatever the change is. And so that same logic applies relative to the change that is artificial intelligence. So giving your people the opportunity to be involved in the conversation about AI. How do they feel about it? What are they noticing? What excites them? What are their concerns? And in order to surface those feelings and those thoughts, they need to be in an environment of psychological safety, one in which there is a high degree of trust with their leaders and with their colleagues so that they can voice these concerns and voice their excitement as well. But absolutely, right. That concept of safety is elemental, essential to leading people through change. And it is present in the need to lead people through the change that is the adoption of AI.
I'm looking at my notes, and again, I'm scribbling furiously on my notepad here. I heard you say there were really three key elements and then one overlay, like a fourth element there.
Yeah.
If I'm following you here, Leah, that you've mentioned importance of embracing AI, the importance of elevating your leadership skills. You've just shared some three great areas when it comes to critical thinking, coaching, change management. The third one I think I wrote down was connecting to the human element, which feels like it ties really nicely to trust. Is that fair to say?
It does, absolutely. And while I talk about these as discrete imperatives, there's a lot of overlap and connection among the different aspects of strong AI people leadership that we're talking about here. Yes, number three is connect to the human element. And, you know, we did touch upon that concept of trust, you know, really making sure that again, your people understand that they are a critical part of the organization's future. It is the human element, what they contribute, what they bring to the table, plus technology. And so connecting to the human element means creating that environment of trust and also sending to your team of human beings the message that you matter, your contributions are important, your development is something that we prioritize and is important to us. So absolutely, being tuned into the messages that you're sending and the actions that you're taking to let your team members know that I don't believe the robots are coming to take over the world and take over their jobs. I was authentic and truthful when I said that you matter to this organization, and I continue to believe that while I am simultaneously embracing and encouraging you to embrace technology. So absolutely, continuing to connect to the human element is a critical part of keeping your folks motivated.
Thinking a Machiavellian, you know, I do have a bit of a skeptic side to me sometimes.
Same.
I think there is a bit of that concern where individuals are saying, oh, I'm hearing you say I'm important, but I'm kind of just waiting to see how this AI thing turns out to see if I can, you know, reduce my workforce by 20%. But I need you to, you know, knuckle down and try it. How do leaders, when it comes to connecting to the human element, get past that and really break through with authenticity?
Yeah. So a big part of that, again, is in how you communicate as clearly and honestly as you can, whether that communication is about some other change or AI as a change, that best practice remains intact. So when there is something that is big and unknown, and especially with AI, it is moving quickly. Things are changing rapidly. Again, the road ahead is a bit unclear. Being able to communicate with your people honestly, frequently, tell them what you know and what you don't, involve them in the effort, get their thoughts and bring them into the discussion and the AI adoption efforts, that will go a long way in creating an environment where your people remain engaged and trust you. Again, it's unknown, it's moving fast. The worst thing that you can do is not have your people hear from you. That will only give them the opportunity to fill in those gaps of silence with their skepticism, their worry,
right,
concerns. So communicate transparently, listen to them, understand their thoughts and their concerns, share what you know and what you don't. I really do think that letting your people know that they matter, sharing that message with them, inviting them into the discussion, it's not going to allay all of the concerns. It's not going to eliminate the skepticism that perhaps a naturally skeptical person has, but it will at least send your people the message that you care about them, that you recognize this is a big change, that you're tuned in to the fact that it may be emotionally and psychologically trying for them. And that acknowledgement and that conversation will at least tamp down some of the places where the fear and the anxiety is bubbling up.
Absolutely. You know, like you said, you're important. AI has a role. It's going to have a role, but we need you here as well. You're not going anywhere. You're going to need to evolve and get new skills. I think if somebody's just real like that, to me feels good, because I don't know about you. I feel like there's a big challenge with mental health out there in terms of this, at least for those in this fast-paced virtual hybrid world. Is that fair to say as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And I had referred to some of the American Psychological Association data a little bit earlier, because it's very real. There is excitement around AI, and there's a lot of anxiety, and that lack of clarity is leading to some psychological stress, right? Not good for employees who need to produce for you, not good for them as human beings. And even if your team members aren't at the point of being preoccupied or worried about AI right now. It's moving so fast that it's hard to imagine that you won't be facing some of this friction in the very near future. And what has been maybe fascinating, if not surprising to me, is when I talk to leaders about how they're feeling about AI, I get words that sound like excited, possibilities, energized, and those are great words. And then I have asked them, tell me how you think your employees are feeling about AI. If you had to put yourself in their seat, be empathetic, and look at it from their vantage point, how do you think they're feeling? And the words that I get are decidedly more pessimistic. I get words like anxiety, fearful. And in that one exercise that I've done countless times is essentially the reality of what we're facing, which is that leaders are looking at this in a much more positive, optimistic, maybe knowledgeable way. And I mean knowledge both in terms of knowledge about AI and also knowledge about what the organization is doing. And their employees, their team members, who they need to keep motivated, are feeling decidedly more anxious. And so, long-winded way of saying, there is this stress and this anxiety, and there's a disparity between how leaders are feeling about it and how the broader employee base, again, I'm making some generalizations here, are feeling. And that is why, again, full circle moment here, I think we need leaders to pay attention to this issue in a way that doesn't just say get educated on the technology and the prompt writing, but get tuned in and pay attention to the way you need to think about leading in the future. And that is with both a human plus technology team sitting around the table.
Yeah. And you know, I can see here where your fourth point that you had mentioned was more of an umbrella topic of communicate with intentionality fits in here perfectly. So I'd love you to just unpack that final point.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I mentioned, this is an imperative that runs through the embracing of AI, the elevating of skills, and the connection, meaning you're going to need to communicate when you embrace AI. What do you notice about it? What have you observed? Invite others into the conversation. When you go and use AI, and by the way, I advocate for giving your teams practical assignments to use AI and then come back and talk about it. You're going to need those communication skills when you unpack the pros and the cons of AI and you invite your people in. You're going to need those communication skills when you coach, when you lead through change, right? When you communicate what this change is about and invite people into that conversation. You're going to need those communication skills when you connect with your team members to send those messages about the fact that you value them and that their work matters and that they're part of this human plus AI equation. So I think, again, those communication skills are ubiquitous. Sharing with your people what you know when you know it, making sure that you communicate how the organization is approaching artificial intelligence, how you feel about it, and inviting them to communicate back in exchange what they're feeling or thinking about it. There was a quote in the Gallup research that said, unless leaders communicate their vision and implement support as it relates to AI, workers will be blindsided. And certainly is not for that to happen, but to feel as though the human beings, the hearts and the minds that I think are always be the best part of our organization are combined with the fantastic advantages that technology can bring.
Leah, this has been an amazing conversation. We have run the gamut from talking about authenticity in Barbie all the way to what leaders can do about it to craft an intentional AI authentic message for their organizations. On behalf of our many listeners, I want to thank you for joining us and being so generous with your insight. We appreciate you.
The Performance Matters podcast is brought to you by GP Strategies. Together, we can create a world where business excellence makes possibilities achievable. You can subscribe to the show anywhere you get podcasts, or listen on our website at gpstrategies.com.